Maseches Demayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. One is not allowed to take off Trumas and Maaseres from his produce on Shabbos because he's fixing his produce to make it edible. That he's not allowed to designate it as Trumas and Maaseres on Shabbos. However, once it was designated before Shabbos, the Mishnah discusses if he's allowed to just hand it over to the Levi or to the Ani who it's supposed to go to. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalet, Mishakar Hashem L'Trumas Maaseres Shel Demai. Someone already designated by name Trumas Maaseres of Demai, so he separated the Maaseres and he gets to keep it by Demai, and he took off the Trumas Maaseres, which has to go to a Kayin. And this also applies to regular Truma from Vadai, something that is not Demai, from regular produce. Truma that was separated before Shabbos and needs to be given to a Kayin. Ula Maaseres Ani Shel Vadai, and also Maaseres Ani of Vadai, of produce that Maaseres for sure has not been taken off of, so this needs to be given to a poor person. It was separated before Shabbos. Lo Yitzlein b'Shabbos, he can't take them to give to a Kayin or to a poor person on Shabbos. And this is Isser D'Rabbanan, because by giving it to the Kayin or to the poor person on Shabbos, it may lead to someone actually separating, designating the Maaseres or Truma on Shabbos itself, and that will be a problem. The Mishnah continues, Vim haya kayin ay ani lemudim lachal atzlei, if it was a kayin or a poor person that was accustomed to eat meals as a guest by this person's house, yevayu v'yechlu, they can come and eat this Truma or Maaseres ani that was designated before Shabbos, but it's only if they were accustomed to eat by him. But if they were not accustomed to eat by him, people are going to think that the only reason why he invited them was because he separated the Truma or the Maaseres Ani today on Shabbos, and they're going to it's going to lead to people thinking that you're allowed to actually designate the Truma and Maaseres on Shabbos. So only someone who was Lamudim, who was accustomed to eat by him, it would be allowed for them to be invited and be fed these things that were designated before Shabbos. However, there's a condition, the Mishnah says, Ubalvad Shiedim, as long as he lets them know, the kain or the ani that's eating by him, he has to let them know that what I'm feeding you is not my own produce, but rather it's the truma or maaseres ani, which I anyways would need to give to you, in order that they wouldn't feel indebted to him that he's feeding them his own food, so that he shouldn't lead them to believe that they're indebted and they owe him back a favor. Rather, they're eating something that's rightfully theirs because it's the truma or the maaseres ani. Mishnah Hey. Someone who says to Ama Arts, to someone else who's not trusted on Maaseres, Kach li mimishu neman, can you go and purchase for me produce from someone who is trustworthy of taking off Maaseres from his own produce, umimishu maaser, or buy for me from someone who's trusted to take off Maaseres from any demai that he got a hold of? So someone is sending agent, a shliach, to go purchase for him. The shliach, the agent himself, is Am Haaretz, but he's sending him to go purchase from a seller that's going to be trusted on Maaseres. Einei Neman, he's not believed when the agent comes back with the produce. He's not believed to say that I bought it from someone who's trustworthy on Maaseres. And this is because he's not worried about being caught lying if he bought it from a different a seller who's not trustworthy, because he could always say that I thought that person was trustworthy, and so he's not worried about being caught buying from the wrong place. However, the Mishnah says Me'ish Pleini, if the shliach, the agent, is commanded to buy from a specific person, so and so by name, then Hareza Neman. Then when he comes back with the produce, he's believed to say that I bought it from that person, because here he could be caught. If he lies, he could be caught red-handed, because there was a specific seller that he was supposed to buy from that was mentioned by name, and that he won't lie on, because he could be caught. The Mishnah lists another case. Halach likat mimenu, if the shliach went to go buy the produce from the specific seller that was mentioned by name, and he returns va'amar lai, and he tells the one that he was that sent him to bring the produce, he tells him, Lo mitzasev, I did not find that specific seller that you told me to buy from. Ve'lakachti lecha me'acher shehu neman, but I purchased it from a different person who you should know is trustworthy on Maaseres. So the Mishnah says, Einei neman, he's not believed, because once he mentions that he didn't buy it from that specific seller that was mentioned by name, and now he bought it from anyone. So again, he loses his trust now, because now no longer could he be caught red-handed by if he bought it from someone who was not trustworthy. And it's like the first case mentioned, that he's no longer trusted, and the meiser is going to need to be taken off from this produce.